At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. At 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5, I'd say, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990, no matter how hot it gets, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about maybe an hour 20, sometime after the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Still coming to you weekly from Babyland. It's a great way to be able to have the best of all possible worlds, as we make sure that we're here to bring you silliness each and every week. I wouldn't want to let you down in that way ever, not once. No. No. But tonight, it's time for a free association, as you probably heard over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. If you don't know what it is, well, it's a time where I might have a little too much to do. I run out of ideas. There's all kinds of reasons why free association might happen on any occasion. But what I'll do is I'll go over there to said Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group and ask listeners to give me some words. And we'll put together a radio program based around the first things that pop into my head around all of those words. Always know that not all the words make it into the show because you all are vociferous little creatures and always give me much more than I could ever possibly work with in a most literal sense. That said, I do try to layer them up as much as possible, so just know that your idea planted an idea of mine that could be anywhere in any song anytime. So you just need to listen to every single bit of every single cut that we play in the first portion of this evening's program because it is a free association right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mm-hmm. Here comes a free ass, free association. Show
me ass, free ass.
On bubbles in the think tank.
Free ass.
From Babyland Studio.
Free ass.
Or WMFO.
Free ass.
Or Swampy Studio.
Swamp Scott.
Free ass, free association show. Free ass, free association show.
Free ass,
cause Belinda's too busy or too lazy to plan one.
Free ass,
she's just going to wing it, cause she knows that you can't dig it. Free ass, free association show. Free ass, free association show. Free ass, free association show.
close together, for this is the edge of darkness.
Nine in the morning, pump the coffee in my belly. There's a housefly swarming, wants to get my toast and jelly. And the morning's gone, time to go down and write a song. The hounds are feeding and the alley cats are breeding. House late is cleaning and I'm looking for a meaning to turn me on. Last night go out, someone said let's blow out. Everybody do it, Rudy tootin' hoop to loo it. And we'll jump and shout, isn't that what it's all about? Look and see how everybody's free now. What good is the laughter when Lord the morning after nearly wipes you out? Bad news, it's the protoplasm blues. And they're here to amuse me, here to confuse me. Think I'm gonna lose me. What a time to go out of my mind. It don't come easy when there's nothing here to please me. Watching human races and feeling that my place is the end of the line.
Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. I'll be lonely, you know, always wandering through all the little places like the room where they keep the Cezannes. I always thought of myself, you know, gee, if I had by my side a girlfriend, I could look through all these paintings here. You know, I could look right through them. I know something that I understand. I understand a girlfriend. Now that's a girl. Friend. That's a G-I-R-L. Loneliness, F-R-E-N. That's a girlfriend. Now baby, that's something that I understand. I always used to walk around, I had my heart in my lonely hands. I understand a girl friend. Now that's a girl friend. That's a G I R L F R E N. Now that's a girl friend. Now baby, understand. I've grown up wanting that stuff. Here we go now. Frustrated little kid, I walked through the Fenway and far gone with my heart in my hands. I understand. I used to understand a girl. That's the only thing that I knew. I just wanna care. Look, girl, friend. Now I can be G I R L F R E N. I've said a girlfriend. Now, baby, that was something that I understand.
Schaftenberg. He is sponsored by Lufthansa to screw the pants off Japanese girls. Professor Schaftenberg, Professor Schaftenberg, he is sponsored by Lufthansa to screw the pants off Japanese girls.
The old proverb, empty vessels make the most noise, is an ancient observation of the phenomena of echo and reverberation. When sound waves impinge on hard surfaces, they are reflected. Often we may hear the reflected waves or echoes a short time after we hear the original source of the sound, like this.
Hello.
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 Are you there, echo?
The time lag between the original sound and the echo depends upon the distance between the sound source and the reflecting surface. Here is how speech sounds accompanied by echo from reflecting surfaces at various distances.
500 feet. You are now listening to speech accompanied by an echo from a reflecting surface 500 feet away. 200 feet. You are now listening to speech accompanied by an echo from a reflecting surface 200 feet away. 50 feet. You are now listening to speech accompanied by an echo from a reflecting surface 50 feet away.
The echo sounds fainter than the source because the original sound energy is spread out and lost, traveling to and from the surface. It's quite possible for echoes to have echoes. Large auditoriums or halls, like empty barrels, often have more than one reflecting surface. Sounds may bounce from wall to wall, that is, reverberate, like this.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
When echoes are numerous and overlapping, they may merge into a babble of noise, making normal speech difficult to understand.
Hello.
Biblical legends tell us that inside the famous Tower of Babel, even the words of learned men sounded like nonsense. This could have been a case of poor acoustical design. The tower was made of sun-baked bricks and tiles, which reflected sounds from one wall to another, setting up reverberations that scrambled speech until it was unintelligible. Reverberation is responsible for the slowness with which sound fades away. It may be controlled by carefully selecting wall materials and coverings to absorb the sound energy. The time it takes a sound to diminish 60 decibels, or 1/1,000,000th of its original intensity, is called reverberation time. We use reverberation time as a measure of the acoustic characteristics of a hall. Listen. I am now speaking in a room that has a reverberation time of several seconds. Rooms which have a reverberation time of several seconds or more may be suitable for some forms of music, but generally they are undesirable for speech. reverberations fade away more rapidly in small rooms because it takes less time for the sounds to bounce back and forth between the walls and be absorbed. I am now speaking to you in a room which has a reverberation time of only a few tenths of a second. Rooms which are moderately reverberant, that is, having reverberation times of about 1 second for a small auditorium and about 2 seconds for a large auditorium, are usually pleasant for both speakers and listeners. I am now speaking in an auditorium that has a reverberation time of about 1 second. This auditorium has been specially designed to give satisfactory acoustics no matter where the listener is sitting. As you can hear, speakers rely on some reverberation to give resonance and sustenance to their voices. If you've ever sung in a bathtub, you will understand how reverberation may make a voice sound better than it really is.
When I saw mushroom head, when I saw mushroom head, when I saw mushroom head, I was born and I was dead. I was born and I was dead. When I saw mushroom head, when I saw mushroom head, when I saw mushroom head, I was born and I was dead.
Looks like I done it fast. I think I stepped right on it. I'm tempting fate. It's getting late and I'm ripped. You know my head is spinning, tripped. The other side is winning. Before you count me out, let me tell you what it's all about. I always thought that I was in control. I always thought that I couldn't play my role. But since I came to this town, my mind is upside down. I'm smashed. Hello there, operator. Crash. You'll have to try me later. Just between me and you, I'll get myself together in a day or two. That I was in control. I always thought that I could reach my goal. Now I'm staring at my empty cup. Will the real world please stand up? I'm smashed just like a busted fender. I'm crashed. Where can a man surrender? Just between me and you, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll see you in a day or two. I'm smashed.
They did the wang dang, taffy apple tango. They did the wang dang, taffy apple tango, mambo cha cha cha.
How's it go?
I don't know. Last night at Papa Joe's, my buddy met a lovely dove. She was the kind you never find but keep on dreaming of. She did a dance we never saw before but sure did love. It was the wang dang taffy apple tango, mambo cha cha cha.
Feeling cold?
I don't know. The crowd was tapping and a clapping as the music played. His heart was right in time with every little move she made. Though he was shy, she took his hand and said, "Don't be afraid. Let's do the wang dang taffy apple tango, mambo cha cha cha."
Fast or slow?
I don't know. Ooh la 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 la.
Ooh la 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 la.
He did a spin and shook his shoulder to get the zing of it, the sway and swing of it. But every time he'd try to hold her, she'd shake and shout, "Ole!" Then go the other way. Now all night long he did it wrong, but still it ended right. My buddy walked her home and got a kiss and held her tight. So you can bet he'll be at Papa Joe's tomorrow night to do the wang dang taffy apple tango, mambo cha cha cha. You can bet he'll be at Papa Joe's tomorrow night to do the wang dang taffy apple tango, mambo cha cha cha.
How's it going?
I'm a no gonna say wang dang taffy apple tango, tang wang mambo cha cha cha, wang dang taffy apple tango.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that was Pat Boone with the orchestra as led by Billy Vaughn, in case you didn't know. But that was the Wang Dang Taffy Apple Tango, parenthetically entitled Mambo Cha-Cha-Cha. which you've probably heard here at Bubbles in the Think Tank before, as performed by Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite and member of the stable of stars, Chandler Travis, who I have here right now, I believe.
Hello, I'm so glad I could be here with you tonight.
I hear that you have a story to tell about this song, sort of.
There's so many stories to tell about this song.
Well, yeah.
We used to have Ricky Bates sing it, and he always did a hell of a job. And we would do it in the casuals when we were in trouble for being too loud, if the police would come or something like that, and people would say, oh, you got to turn way down right away. We would always do the Wang Dang Taffy Apple Tango Mambo Cha-Cha-Cha, in part to make them sorry for their decision. But it was fun. And there's a recording of that out somewhere. But the other thing is that Steve Shook and I were on TV a few times, a couple times on the Tonight Show, and one time with Pat Boone, although I think maybe we got bumped the night that we were ready to go for that one. I think the night we met Pat, we actually got bumped and we weren't on the show together, but I could be wrong about that.
I don't know why anyone would bump you from the show.
It was fun. They you know, so they put us up at a hotel for two nights instead of one. Kind of a, you know, not a great hotel. I think we had sort of the opening act hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still okay. We were happy to be there. We didn't mind. And then, but we saw Pat during the sound test. We saw him sort of over at the side. And as soon as we saw him, we went into the Wang Dang Taffy Apple Mambo Cha-Cha-Cha. Tango Mambo Cha-Cha-Cha. And he fell to his knees on the floor immediately. He was impressed that that we knew that one.
That's
he seemed
so
like
sweet.
A nice fella. As you can probably tell from his heavy metal album.
Yes, which we all know that one here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And your one of the versions of this tune almost made it onto your newest release. At least it was a contender at some point for being included on the new Chandler Travis Peoples? Is that?
Yes,
I should really
yes,
have this in
Chandler
front of
Travis
me as I
Peoples,
talk about
yes,
it. Chandler Travis Peoples' new release, Fruit Bat Fun. Songs for the Children of Crazy People?
Songs for Children of Crazy Persons.
Persons.
Because we didn't want that to be redundant.
Right.
We don't want Persons and Peoples to
yes.
be redundant. And of course, Chandler Travis Peoples just means it's a bunch of the different bands.
Of course.
Travis Shook.
You have many Peoples in your orbit.
We got Peoples and Persons.
Yes. But that is a new release with many Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites on it. Plus
aww,
some new songs.
Aren't you nice now?
So let's hear something next from said new Fruit Bat Fun release, which I'm sure someone will post a link to over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I thank all of them very much. And hopefully somebody like our Swami, Polly C, will even have access to a video of Ricky Bates performing Wang Dang Taffy Apple Tango Mambo Cha-Cha-Cha.
Really? I'd like to see that myself.
I know. I'm just guessing if anybody has a video of it, Paul's got to be the one. Gotta be.
He's the man.
So, let's return to the silliness right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No one can tell me what to do. Oh, I'm a drifter. No one knows my name. I keep on drifting from town to town, dressed in clothes, just a very mysterious wandering type with a nose for danger. No one can tell me what to do. I'm too wild and free. My pants are parched and thirsty as I mosey along, wild and untamed. nose for danger. Ain't no gal can tie me down. Like a prairie dog I roam. Ain't no room can hold me. Like the wind I blow. My nose for danger. Danger, danger, danger. Ooh, ooh. Danger, danger, danger. Ooh, ooh.
I don't dig that frantic terpsichore. When I trip the light fantastic, I don't wanna be gymnastic. That's not what a dancing floor is for. What I got in mind is a big improvement with a very minimum amount of movement. Let the other couples push and shove. What I got in mind, I think you're gonna love. A newfangled tangle, and there's nothing to it. You just sort of stand there and just sort of do it. You stand close together, there's no wasted motion. A newfangled tangle, an old-fashioned notion. The floor may be crowded, but that doesn't matter. It's not necessary to move. Don't move, why move? It may be crowded, but that's all the better. It's just like romancing while dancing. Who's dancing? Oh, you start off with one step and cling to each other, and you know how one step can lead to another. Oh, there's nothing wrong with a waltz or fandango, but oh, what can come from a newfangled tango? You cling to your partner and sway to the rhythm. You can't lose your partner, 'cause you right there with him. You don't have to worry about fast or slow steps. The nice part about it, in this dance you don't need steps. You don't have to worry if your dancing won't do. It's not what you do do, it's more what you don't do. You don't need a waltz or a fancy fandango. You just need a man and a newfangled tango. Forget the fandango. Give up the mambo. Do
heavy, 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 heav Hello, this is John Anderson of Yes. Leave the hard drugs alone, because they're not for our time, they're not for the city, and they're not for the people, and they're not for the young people. It is better to leave them alone. If any of your friends are into heavy things, try and coax them out of it on a warm, friendly level. Don't join in.
It's not most with combs for seeds, most with needles for leaves. C is for conifers, my kind of trees. Large junipers and fir, spruce cedars and pines. C is for conifers, more than 500 kinds. If you see a Christmas tree or a stack of newspapers or a 2x4 frame of a house, it's probably made from pine trees, and pine trees are conifers. That's what this song is about. Or if you see a plant in the shape of an elephant or in the shape of a dog, it's probably a shrub, a conifer shrub, pruned into that shape by someone. Most with cones for seeds, most with needles for leaves. C is for conifers, my kind of trees. Large junipers and fir, spruce cedars and pines. C is for conifers, more than 500 kinds.
There are so many different kinds of conifer trees. This is just a few of them. Spruce. Hemlocks. Larch. Cypress. Juniper. Fir. Douglas fir. Cedar. Yew. Pine. The dwarf conifer. And the great California Sequoia redwood.
Most with cones for seeds, most with needles for leaves. C is for conifers, my kind of trees. Large junipers and fir, spruce cedars and pines. C is for conifers, more than 500 kinds.
Girl I've seen. Someday we're gonna marry and you'll be my bride.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO, Medford.